by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. was sour and great. Those were the days.
Mom?
Hi, we're home.
Daddy? Daddy, upstairs? Anybody home? Ma, you in the kitchen? That's funny. Sunday afternoon, nobody's home.
Know what that means?
No, what?
We got the whole house to ourselves.
Michael, no.
Michael, yes. Come in, come in.
No, Michael.
Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. We go up to treehouse. Oh, boy, Jane putting on weight.
No, Tarzan, I lost 5 pounds.
I think I found it. Come, we go.
Gloria! What happened? Did you hurt your foot?
Oh, hi, Mom. No. How are you?
Hi.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Mom. That's all right.
Where you been? I had a special meeting at the church. We had a cake sale. Guess what I got?
Cake.
You guessed right away. Oh, they had so many delicious things.
Oh, hey, can I have a piece?
Oh, sure. Get a knife and some plates, Gloria. We made $102 for a worthy cause.
Yeah, what cause was that?
I don't know. That's what the next meeting is about.
Where's Archie? How come he's not home watching a big football game?
I guess he's still at the laundrette.
You got Daddy to go to the laundrette? How'd you do that?
I just asked him.
And he said yes?
Yeah. Right after he stopped yelling and kicking the laundry bag.
All right, now listen to me, all of you. See what I'm doing here? I'm locking a door. And you should all keep it locked.
All right, hey,
what's going on? What happened?
Dummy up now and I'll tell you. That Arab laundry man, Joe Gurgis, is going to be coming over here after me. And when he comes, we got to make like there's nobody home, see? And from now on, Edith, don't you set foot in his laundrette no more. I don't care what it costs, go to the chinks. Don't go near that Arab again. Not unless you got a dirty camel to wash.
I'm going to shoot that Egyptian phone.
Charge. He's not an Egyptian. He's a Syrian.
That's the same thing. They're born pirates, all of it.
Look at this here laundry. It's in shreds. They're every piece of it.
What happened?
I took it into his place and I stuck it in one of the machines. You see, I turned it on. And next thing you know, the machine busts wide open. There's a flood all over the joint. I run for my life. I go down on one knee. Look at that.
Oh,
a brand new Sunday pants there. Tore them wide open. I hurt my knee, too. Oh, no. I'm going to sue that guy. First thing in the morning, I had to get myself a good Jew lawyer.
Archie, do you always have to label people? Why can't you just get a lawyer? Why does it have to be a Jewish lawyer?
Because when I'm going to sue a neighbor, I'm going to get a guy that's full of hate.
Separate the coloreds from the whites.
Archie, forget to separate the coloreds from the whites.
Button your face.
Look, Arch, I know you're upset, but what do you want to sue him for? I mean, why don't you talk to him first?
I tried that. How are you going to talk to a guy who's screaming at you and crying at the same time? And I mean crying. I mean real tears. He's standing there, they're coming out of him like a geyser.
Yeah. Mr. Gurgis cries a lot.
Oh, they're all that way to me, Rev. Sitting there, blood, that wailing.
What are you talking about?
You never heard that? Why do you think those people got the Wailing Wall?
Archie, it's the Jewish people who go to the Wailing Wall.
That's only on one side of it, smart guy. Who do you think is wailing on the other side? And by the way, where was yous two this morning when all that laundry had to be took?
We were out.
We went down to the library. I had to look up a few things.
Yeah, and I was helping him.
What was you doing, reading to him?
Very funny. You must know I'm doing a paper on the Supreme Court.
What's more important, your dirty laundry or the Supreme Court?
The way Nixon's filling it, what's the difference?
Don't talk to me.
Archie, can I get you some lunch?
Is it lunchtime already? Ain't it? Look at that. It's after one. I'm missing a whole football game here. Get away from you.
Well, I better see if there's anything in this we can save. Gloria, will you help me?
Yeah, go on and do it. Just count up all that damage there, because I'm going to sue that Arab through the nose. And remember, Rita, all them clothes is practically new.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, good. The national anthem. That means they ain't started yet. We're in luck.
That is one terrible song.
Don't start up nothing with me, meathead. I'm watching a game. That's a beautiful song, and shut your face.
Boss, the song glorifies war. And even as a song, it stinks. Nobody can remember the words.
You're going to ruin this game for me.
Can you remember the words?
Certainly I can.
Come on, give me the first few lines of the national anthem.
Give me that thing.
Come on, I'll turn it on as soon as you give me the first few lines of the national anthem.
I was taken, you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed of the IC.
Wrong.
It ain't wrong.
It is too. I'm D.I.C. from my country, Disney.
That's wrong.
What are you talking about? The next line of Star Spangled Banner is at the twilight's last gleaming.
At the twilight's last gleaming comes after D.I.C.
You're crazy. You're just proving my point. Nobody can remember the words because they're rotten words. Listen. Oh, say does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave. What kind of a word is yet?
If it's in the national anthem, it's a good word.
Yet?
Yeah. I use it all the time. Yet. Now give me that hat.
The national anthem.
Oh, did the singer forget the words again? I'll get it.
No. Wait, don't get nothing. I told you, quit that door. It's that Abraham Lawrence man, Joe Gurgis. Now shush, make like there's nobody home.
I know you're in there, Archie Bunker. I seen you through the window.
He seen you through the window, Archie.
Did he eat it? Get away from there, Gurgis. I ain't talking to you except through a lawyer.
My name's pronounced Gurgis, and I want to talk to you right now.
Get out of my stoop, or I'll sit the dog on you.
You ain't got a dog, Bunker, and you owe me money.
Archie, let him in. The neighbors will hear.
You bet the neighbors will hear. Archie Bunker owes me money. Listen, America, Archie Bunker owes me money.
Why, you common ignorant dingy? Why would you yell at me on a Sunday afternoon?
You broke my best machine. It's going to cost me a good $85 to fix it. Pay me.
Me pay you? Your dopey machine ruined my laundry. You owe me money. Eat it, made it out to worth about $40, $50, $65 there. Some of our best haberdashers in that load there, right, Edie?
Oh, yeah. There were 6 pairs of Fruit of the Loom shoes.
Stop it. That laundry you ruined was worth a small fortune.
That's right. 89 cents a pair.
Get out of there and eat cake, will you?
You ruined my best washer. The machine I started my business with, my first top loader, never a day's trouble, never stopped, never leaked, never jammed. Then along you come with your lousy Fruit of the Looms and tear the guts out of
Oh, get a load of this here. There goes the geyser again. We're going to have to put down newspaper for this guy.
The guy alone.
Where'd you go and help your mother eat cake? You got some hell of a knife coming over here, Gurgis, and saying a thing like that about that machine. That machine was ready for the junk pile.
That machine was a jewel until you overloaded it. I'm telling you the truth. This God is my judge.
God, what God? Alan? Alan don't cut no lice around here.
What are you talking about? I'm a Methodist.
Oh, a Methodist may be coming through the immigration you was, but you started facing the East as soon as you got in the pub. Nobody, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, if anybody's going to sue, it's going to be me. You ain't got a leg to stand on.
That's what I'm going to sue you about. Look at that. a hole in my Sunday pants. Probably a torn filament right there in the kneecap.
Buddy, I'm getting a lawyer after you.
Then I'll get a lawyer, too.
Wait a second. You're not going to use a lawyer for a case like this. You're going to have to go to a small claims court. You're not going to be able to do that because you know you guys ain't going to be able to afford to miss work, right? So why don't you settle it yourselves? You can get somebody to act impartial, sort of a referee. You know, somebody you both trust. You tell them what happened and let them decide.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll get someone who's fair and honest.
In New York?
The Reverend Felcher. He's fair and honest.
That's when he's working, ain't it? We don't know what he does on his off duty.
Maybe Dr. Evans would come over.
Ah, come on. What do you think? He's Marcus Welby. He don't make no house calls.
I got it. I know someone. And the lady I'm thinking about is perfect for the job.
Hold it. What do you say? Lady, no dice. Women is out.
Oh, Daddy, you're such a male chauvinist. In this day and age, how can you say a thing like that?
Like this here. No women.
But the lady I'm talking about is your wife. Huh?
Oh, my.
Yeah, you know anybody more honest?
Well,
you doing, Mrs. Bunker?
Oh, no, Mr. Gurgis, I couldn't do that. You see, I'm Archie's wife.
Oh, Lenita, everybody knows you're my wife. Sure, you're my wife, but I mean, that's got nothing to do with anything.
Archie, a judge has to be impartial.
Edith, you can be married to me and still be impartial, man.
Hey, what are you talking about? It's a good idea, Gurgis. How come you thought of Edith?
Well, she was one of my first customers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's been coming to my place twice a week for 7 years now. Wonderful woman, always fair. Never try to jump or turn or push away ahead of another customer. Never asked me for change. Always came with her own quarters.
Well, how's the matter with him now?
I told you he was like that. I remember at the grand opening of his laundrette, he cried all the way through the first rinse.
Listen, that'll be all right. I'll talk Edith into doing it for you. I'll be in the judge. Let's get started. Why don't you just dry your eyes?
I'll try.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Can I use the bathroom?
You want to use the bathroom? Sure. Go on upstairs, Gage. Right. It's the first door on the right top of the stairs up there, huh?
Hey, come on, Edith. Let's get started. You being a judge, huh?
Oh, Archie, no, I don't know. People will be expecting me to be so smart and all. And I don't think I can.
What are you worried about there, Edith? You can do it. You'll be the best little judge that marriage can buy.
Right, now listen, you two, when Gurgis comes down here, let's get this thing over with. Let's get him out of here. Don't be holding up the waist with none of your screwball arguments, huh? Hey, Gurgis, we're ready to get started down here. What are you doing up there, reading?
I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, well, what are you doing here, read it? We ain't going to have no court. We clutch. We're trying to have a little court, that's all.
Oh, Archie, I'm so worried about being a judge. It's a big responsibility.
Why? It's an open and shut case.
Open and shut? Ma hasn't heard the evidence yet.
She's going to hear the evidence. I want her to hear the evidence. I just don't want the evidence to get in the way, that's all.
In the way of what?
In the way, Edith, of a fair and honest decision.
Oh, Archie, you know I'll do the honest thing.
Yeah, I know. Oh, hold it, Edith. Now, you know, there's such a thing as being over-honest, you know, and any real judge will tell you that. That's bad.
Bad?
Yes,
why?
Over anything is bad, Edith. Overworking, overeating, if so fat, so then over-honest.
Daddy, you stop trying to influence Ma's decision.
I ain't trying to influence her decision. I'm only trying to help her out here. She's got a tough job. Trying to decide between that crook up there in the toilet. Between that crook up there in the toilet and her husband who's been working for the past 23 years. Right, Edith? Yeah.
So you've got a very tough job.
Don't worry, Archie. I will render a fair and impartial verdict without fear nor favor, so help me God.
Where'd you learn that?
Perry Mason reruns.
Ah. Yeah.
At last, King Farouk is off the throne. When he comes down, make everything look fair, huh? Just try to forget that you remember that I'm your husband.
Don't worry, Archie. When it comes to the decision, I'll forget everything.
Well, is Her Honor the judge ready?
Yeah,
we're all set to get started. Where you going?
I'm going out, because first the judge has to come in.
Hey, come on, will you? You're all ready. Yeah, get over here. Sit down. All you gotta do is just hear what I gotta say.
What you gotta say? What about me? Don't I have a say?
Certainly you gotta say after I say what I gotta say.
Yeah, well, I wanna talk first.
Come on, girl, just be fair.
That's exactly
right. Wait a second.
What?
You got a judge here. Why don't we exercise a little courtroom procedure, right? Ma, you're the judge. You sit in the judge's chair.
That's my chair.
I want the judge to sit there.
You want the judge to sit there. All right, come on, get in here.
All right. Mr. Gierges, you sit over there.
Where am I gonna go?
Archie, you're gonna sit right over here.
How come I'm getting a hard chair?
What's the difference? Sit here, will you?
Come on, get it on.
Let's go. Oh, yes, this court is now in session. The Honorable Edith J. Bunker presiding. All right.
Hey, you, quit fooling around and get on with this thing here.
Just trying to do it right.
Sit down over here. Well, let's get started. Now, what do you think is going to happen here? I go into his laundry and I go over to his face, dopey, broken down machine.
Wait a minute. It still hasn't been decided. You go first. Okay?
I decided. It's my house.
All right, hold it. It's proper courtroom procedure for the judge to decide who speaks first. Go ahead, Mom.
Oh, all right. The judge will decide. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Well, I'm choosing first. Out goes Y-O-U. Mr. Gurgis, you go first.
Oh, gee, Judge, that was so fair. All right, Gages, you heard the judge here. Stand up in front of the judge and speak your piece. Look at this, the dope is doing.
This morning, Archie Bunker here came to my place with a lot of laundry. And I says to Archie, you gotta use two machines. But does he? No. No, Cheapskates here is trying to save 35 cents, and he pushes 20 pounds of laundry into one machine and overloaded it. And the machine busted a strut.
You'll never say I gotta use two machines. Big you said, are you ordering something?
Big deal, it's the same thing.
The hell it is the same thing?
Your Honor, as bailiff of this court, I object to the use of that kind of language. And I suggest that it not be tolerated. Your Honor, look at that. All look right. What he did there.
All
look
right.
At that.
All right, bailiff. Mr. Bunker, the court says, shame on you.
Your Honor, I remember now. I didn't say order or gotta. I said you have to use two machines.
You never said nothing to class.
That's your big lie.
That's
your
exactly
Honor,
what
your
I
Honor,
said.
Your Honor, as the bailiff's wife, I object to this kind of language.
That's right, and I suggest that Mr. Bunker be held in contempt of court.
Until you start paying rent around here, you're in contempt of house. Now, clam up and sit down.
Mr. Bunker.
What?
The court is warning you for the last time. Shame, shame. Everybody knows your name.
Listen, Edith, if you don't mind, I mean, Judge. Could I, what do you call, encroach the bench?
Yes, you may.
I just want to ask you something private. Without Florence of Arabia tuning in here. Could I ask the court for a little favor, huh?
Sure, Archie.
Will you cut the crap out of your dingbat and pick a winner?
I heard that. What a terrible thing to say to a wonderful woman and a good customer. But that doesn't surprise me. Any man who has no respect for a fine machine like my top loader can't have any respect for a fine woman and a top person.
Come on, laundry man. Stop soft soap and trying to deterge the judge here. Just say what you got to say and get it over.
I will. I got signs all over my place telling you what to do. Big letters. 12-pound limit per machine. You can't miss it. But he missed it.
I didn't miss nothing. My load was 12 pounds on the nose.
My eye told me it was 17 pounds if it was an ounce, and I told you to weigh it.
I weighed.
Not on my scale.
On my Macy's bathroom scale, Newton Christmas 68 up there, it was 12 pounds even.
It was not on my scale, and that's what's important.
Knock that out.
I can't be judged no more.
What do you mean?
I resign.
What do you mean? Give me a hand.
Intimidate you.
You can't resign in the middle of a trial.
Well, then if I can't resign, I call a recess.
Come on, Edith.
Come on.
Come on, let's stop all this court malarkey, huh?
I mean, can't we get together and settle this thing like two intelligent persons?
What do you want to do?
All you got to do is pay me what you owe me and get the hell out of here.
Come on,
what's the matter? Am I going to hate
you? But I'm going to have one because I know who's guilty and Archie's going to be so mad.
Now, Mom, I can't be mad at you because you're his wife and it's the judge who's making this decision.
But it's his wife he's going to be mad at.
Ada, get in here.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Ma, you're the judge. You've got to be impartial. If you've made a decision, you've got to stick to it. Now, come on.
Come on, Ada. Wait.
Everybody take their place.
Ada, will you just give us the decision?
The decision is I'm a hung judge.
What the hell does that mean?
It means I can't.
Mom?
In the kitchen, you said you're making mind up.
Mrs. Bunker, you promised.
We want a decision. We want it now.
All right. The court says, Archie, you ain't guilty.
Naturally, it was.
You're satisfied, Archie? Corrupted the last honest person.
Oh, get out of here. You heard the decision, didn't you? Get lost.
Mrs. Bunker, I'm truly disappointed in you. See, I picked you because I thought you'd be fair, but I was wrong. If you can say to me that this man is not guilty...
But, Mr. Curtis...
Wait, I'm entitled to make one final statement. If you can say to me that this man is not guilty of putting 17 pounds of very dirty laundry into a 12-pound limit top-load machine, the prize of my fleet... And I say to you, there's no justice in the Borough of Queens. No.
Mr. Curtis, don't cry. You ain't guilty either.
What?
Ma, that's no decision. Somebody's got to be guilty.
Somebody is. Me.
What are you talking about? You're the judge. You can't be guilty.
Archie, it's my fault. Our laundry was too heavy. You see, I set the scale back 5 pounds.
Oh, the bathroom scale up there?
Yeah, I did it for you.
What do you mean?
Because you know how mad you get when you gain a few pounds.
Don't talk to me!
You ain't guilty. I'm the guilty.
What's the difference? You or me? I'm the guy that's going to pay.
What are you crying about now? You heard you won.
I'm crying because I'm happy. I mean, this woman has redeemed my faith in human nature. Thank you. I'll send you the bill in the morning. Goodbye, everybody.
Get out of my chair.
Daddy, don't be angry. You didn't want Ma to lie, did you?
She's talking about lying. Talking about families sticking together.
Oh, Archie, I believe in families sticking together. But if I hadn't told the truth, you'd never be able to trust me again. And then how could we stick together?
You have ruined another Sunday.
I was thinking about that king in the Bible, Solomon. Remember the story about the two women who was fighting over the baby and they asked Solomon to judge who was the real mother? And Solomon called for a sword and said, divide the living child in two and give one half to the first woman and one half to the second woman. And the first woman said, no, don't hurt the child, give it to her. And the second woman said, no, cut the child in two. But Solomon said, the child will not be hurt. Give it to the first woman because her love has proved that she's the real mother. Oh, my. That's Solomon. He was so smart.
That's my point exactly, Eve. I should have got a smart Jew after that Arab.
Recorded on tape before a live audience.